Visiting today with PCM head baseball coach Brent Fridley. Coach, you look at the last week of the season, weather has not been at least done you guys any favors. Had a couple cancellations or whatever, but games against West Marshall and then a win against South Hamilton, and we'll take on Roland Story Friday night. Can you kind of walk me through those couple of games you had this week, though?
Good win against South Hamilton, especially kind of another situation where we bounced back from a tough loss. Not so great game against West Marshall over their place. So that was good to get back in the win column. And after putting three wins together, feeling pretty good about where we were at prior to that, and then a couple of losses that got away from us early in the week. But then, like you said, good to bounce back for sure against South Hamilton.
You look at your upcoming schedule, and hard to believe that we're already, at the tail end of the season here with, just a week and a half left. But games against Roland Story, Linville, Slay, Newton, and Knoxville coming up. How do you kind of approach those games against, some tough opponents?
Yeah, for sure. Roland Story is just a really solid program, so that's certainly going to be a challenge for us. And we talked about the last time we played them. I thought we played actually a really good ball game. Got beat 3-0, and it was just a good baseball game in general. Just couldn't capitalize when we had chances to tie the game up or score a couple runs to get within one. So certainly going to have to play clean baseball against those guys. And then going into some of those non-conference games here next week as well. Really kind of shoring up a few things lineup-wise, and then you got to manage your pitching staff a little bit too to make sure we're set up for that opening round of the tournament. So, looking forward to those games. Looks like hopefully weather is going to cooperate, and we can get all of them in here, and then we'll wrap up right before the holiday with a makeup game, conference game against Greene County too. So, hoping we can put together some solid nights here and add a couple wins.
What do you feel with, when you kind of battle in the weather and cancellations, and then you go in maybe the morning and you're not sure if you're going to play that night because the weather's complicated. What is kind of the most difficult part about dealing with that and for your team?
Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, from a coaching standpoint, it's we're going to prepare like we're playing no matter what, and that's kind of the message that we've tried to talk to the team about too is. And we're gonna approach this like the game's gonna be on, and it's another one of those things we've talked about a little bit this year too. That it's out of our control, unfortunately, and we've had some bad luck with that. And I think it's a strain on the guys too. I think because they're coming physically and mentally ready to play, and then all of a sudden you get washed out, and now you start back over. So definitely a challenge, but it's a it's a part of the game. It's part of the summer baseball in Iowa, and we just got to deal with it the best we can. And like I said, hopefully. Hopefully we're out of this little stretch, and it looks like weather's going to cooperate here in the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to some sunny days and getting our full schedule in.
Yeah, and as you get kind of towards that tail end of the season, with you and your guys, and as you approach the postseason and sub-state brackets are already out and that stuff, what are some of those things that you're working on? I know not a lot of practice has happened because you're playing so many games, but what are kind of those areas that you try to clean up the most and polish up before you get into kind of the win-or-go-home type games that are going to be happening here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, you're right. The challenge is just lack of practice time in general. So, we're trying to talk a little bit about stuff in between games or before games while we're together during BP. It's a lot of individual conversations too with some guys about some things we're seeing. And then I think a lot of the little things that we can clean up a little bit. You think about making sure when we're ahead of the count 0-2-1-2 that we're getting the ball off the plate or hitting a spot or hitting a competitive spot. The challenge guys there, talking about little things like rundown situations, make sure we're executing on those, and then just continue to have quality at bat. So, those are things that we're going to continue to talk about. And we certainly have to shore up if we're going to make a run here.
Yeah. And, coach, you look at your sub-state bracket when they came out and everything like that, you kind of review that, and I'm sure there's a lot that you think about when those, but you just kind of your initial thoughts on your draw. You'll open up with against East Marshall and then have Pleasantville waiting for you after that. Can you just kind of talk about your initial thoughts on the bracket?
Yeah, I think in looking ahead a little bit, I haven't had a lot of time to study East Marshall, looked at their schedule and their stats just a little bit, and plan to do a little more of that this weekend, but looks initially like they're a team very similar to us, especially record wise and looking at some of their stats, but I know it's a pretty solid baseball program. So Feel like it's a good matchup, but we'll certainly have to play a good baseball to move on. I know both teams are going to have their number ones going, and it's like you said, it's win or go home. So we'll have to be ready to go for that one. And then if we're fortunate enough to win that one, obviously there's a really, really tough Pleasantville baseball club waiting for us on that side of things. So we'll definitely have to be at our best to beat both those teams if we have the opportunity to get to play both. And just be ready to and prepared to put our best baseball on the field.
Yeah, and is it for you, if there's been games this season that you've won, but then games, that you maybe would have liked to win that you didn't win, do you kind of also approach the postseason like, hey, this is a brand new season, an opportunity to go far and to, potentially pull some upsets too?
Yeah, I think every year you have to. It's kind of a reset, and you look at all levels of baseball, and when teams get hot, it doesn't matter what that regular season is. It's when you're playing your best baseball at the right time, then anything can happen. So that's definitely an opportunity to us, for us to kind of wipe the slate. And I think every year in this tournament in Iowa, you see upsets. You see teams that on paper probably shouldn't win that end up getting a win, and that's just the way the game goes. And again, at all levels, that. You just never know what can happen, and the way the ball bounces sometimes can be a big game changer, and especially in tournament play. So, looking forward to that, and I feel like this team can make a run. We've had flashes where we look like a really solid ball club. So hopefully that's a team that shows up on those tournament nights, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all your time as always in our conversations throughout the season. And best of luck Friday night against Roland Story.